Now it's time to crown our big winner. Let's bring back our finalists, Rohan Pita Party, who thinks he's on Jeopardy. And Katie Brookoff, who responded to a Craigslist post and ended up living with a member of an in-costume monster metal band. Puzziger Archung, take it away.
Thanks, Ophira. Katie and Rohan, your final round is called Dash to Victory. Every answer contains at least two hyphens in it. So if I said, it's French for a two-person meeting where you put your heads together, that would be tête-à-tête. We're going to play this like a penalty shootout. You'll each get up to 8 questions. The contestant who scores the most points will be our big winner. Your prize will be an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube signed by Tim Gunn and a Project Runway hat and shirt. We flipped a coin backstage, and Katie is going first. Here we go. Katie, it's 50% milk, 50% light cream.
Half and half.
That is right. Rohan, it's a term that describes a boxing match or other program you might watch and pay extra for on TV.
Pay-per-view.
That is correct. Katie, it's an activity where you create a picture by coloring spaces indicated by digits.
Color by number?
Yeah, we'll take that. Paint by number or color by numbers. Rohan, it's a hip-hop group with hits like What a Man and Push It.
Kid and Play?
No, oh, I'm sorry. Salt. We were looking for Salt and Peppa.
Neither one. Ugh.
Katie, it's the furniture maker who trademarked the term recline-away.
Lazy Boy?
That is correct. Rohan, it's Donald Trump's relation to Jared Kushner.
Father-in-law.
That is right. Katie, the floral symbol that appears 3 times on New Orleans' official city flag.
Fleur-de-lis.
That is right. Rohan, the Carousel Works Company of Mansfield, Ohio, is one of the last remaining manufacturers of this classic ride.
Tilt-a-whirl?
No, I'm sorry. We're looking for a merry-go-round.
Oh, does that have hyphens? Oh, man.
2 of them.
Yeah.
At the halfway point, the score is Katie has 4, Rohan has 2. Katie, a top job at a newspaper, the person in charge of the people who assign stories to reporters.
Editor-in-chief?
That is correct. Rohan, do you remember the state flower of Alaska?
No.
Technically, that's correct.
No.
No.
Dashes.
No. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Let me finish.
We were looking for Forget Me Not.
Oh.
Sorry. So, Katie, if you get this question right, you're our grand winner.
Oof. Okay.
The Girl Scout cookie flavor that's also called peanut butter sandwich.
I know every other Girl Scout cookie flavor. Nutter butter?
No, I'm sorry. We're looking for do-si-dos.
Oh.
All right, Rohan, you need this question right to stay in the game.
Oh, God.
It's an almond toffee candy with a bumblebee on the wrapper. 3 seconds.
Almond toffee bumblebee. A Swiss, I believe.
That's three hyphens.
Oh,
that was a brilliant guess, but I'm sorry. The correct answer was Bitto Honey, which means Katie. Oh. Congratulations.
Oh,
you guys are amazing and also so entertaining. Thank you, Rohan. Congratulations, Katie. You're our big winner, and that's our show. Ask Me Another's puzzle guru is Art Chung.
Hey, my name anagrams to Narc Thug.
Our house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Now, Jolt a Cannon.
Our puzzles were written by Sean Kennedy, Mike Knothnagel, Scott Ross, and senior writers Kyle Beakley and Karen Lurie. Ask Me Another is produced by Mike Katzeff, Travis Larchuk, Julia Melfi, Denny Shin, Ramel Wood, and our intern, Camila Salazar.
Asia Lamazar.
Along with Steve Nelson and Anya Grubb. We are recorded by Damon Whittemore, Richie Clark, and Nate Kinsella. Ask Me Another was created by Eric Newsom and Jesse Baker. We'd like to thank our home in Brooklyn, New York, the Bell House.
Hot Heel Blues.
And our production partner, WNYC. I'm Haripe Begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.